You're listening to IdgetCast, Season 2, Episode 22, All Hell Breaks Loose, Part 2. This is a special Nubentary episode. Hello and welcome. As per usual, I am your resident supernatural expert for this episode, and joining me is Paul and his wife, Darcy.
Hello.
Hi there.
And Yvette.
Hey, y'all.
The way this normally goes, the rest of the group, besides myself, have not seen this episode yet, so they'll be watching it with fresh eyes. So for those of you who would like to join along with us, go ahead and get your DVD or Blu-ray or streaming service or what have you ready. Make sure you have your recaps enabled, so they'll be the first thing you see when you hit play. I'll count down from 3 to 1, and when I say now, that is your cue to start the episode. So here we go. 3, 2, 1, now.
The road so far.
I love this song.
Oh, is this gun back? Or is this just everything so far?
They're focusing on that gun.
Yeah, they are.
I forget, what they do with it?
There was only one bullet left and he traded it to the yellow-eyed demon.
Or did he not? Did he pocket one originally? Iris, go to bed. No, right to bed.
I can't sleep.
Okay, well, you're going to have to go.
Mortally wounded or fatally wounded? I guess we'll know soon enough.
I suppose so. This is pretty much where we left off right here. Now.
Serum!
Oh, no.
Dirty mattress.
Must be pretty bad because his bitch face is gone.
Yeah, he's pretty relaxed.
He looked peaceful.
That's a resting face.
That's a resting, resting face.
Thanks, Bobby. I'm not in the mood.
But I am thirsty for beer.
Well, there you go.
Well, yeah.
Actually, I think that's liquor he's drinking.
But he's drinking it like beer.
He's starting to stink.
I don't think that's what he's saying, but...
He's starting to stink over here.
He's getting a little gamey.
Well, what are you waiting for?
At least let me cut his hair.
Oh, man, I'd totally be done with that already. I would shave that mop right off of there.
No, I'm just going to stay here with my brother's cold body.
Ooh. Oof. That was like vamp face.
Yeah, just about.
You kind of have given enough, dude.
I don't think so.
Take a break.
Day off for Dean.
What does Dean really feel like he has left to fight for at this point?
I know.
I think he's trying to figure that out, though.
Where? Where's he gonna be?
Well, hopefully a few towns over in his place in South Dakota there. Planning.
Be at my house. See you later.
Was Dean waiting for the demon to come and make a deal with him?
I think he's hoping to make a deal, right?
He's like, as long as I have his body.
It was the last time I get to do that, so.
Part deux. Oh, wait, did you just spoil us that the opener's going to be different?
Maybe.
Oh, my God, I've been spoiled. What's up, Yellow Eyes?
Sorta. Already been there? There you go.
Oh, you knew that was coming. Mm-hmm. You knew it. Hunt you down. He's right there.
Hey, Kripke did this teleplay himself.
Well, yeah, it's the season finale.
Of course. I don't know if I've seen that on anything else, though, have we? Maybe uh-huh. Maybe not very often.
So wait, this guy still has his mom? His mom wasn't set on fire or whatever?
Oh, that's charming.
How are you going to eat your own intestines?
It works out.
I guess you could just unbundle them and put them up in your mouth while you're still...
Yeah, yeah.
Slowly, darling. Dying.
That seems really hard to do, but yeah. Okay. His contacts look kind of messed up.
Yeah. They probably need to wash them with the washing fluid.
Yeah, I hate when I have to sleep in those or something, you know.
Yeah.
You sleep in your yellow eye contacts. Yeah, you wake up and you're like, oh.
Little story time.
Sunshine.
How much older is Dean than Sam again?
It's,
like 4 years?
Five
years? Okay.
Five, yeah. Or
six
like
years,
that.
I don't know.
Okay, so he was like 10. All right, got it.
Didn't Dean.
When Dean's acting dramatic, he gets a little drawly.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he is from Texas.
He's so from Texas, like that accent. Mm-hmm. It's weird that they didn't just make these two brothers from Texas.
It would have made more sense.
It really would have.
Or he's looking for his oar.
Figure it out.
Or his butt. He's looking for his butt.
A demon.
His butt. He's sitting on it, man. It's a big butt ham.
Don't laugh. He's having a dramatic scene
I'm
here.
I'm sorry. It just helps me cope.
Oh, okay.
How am I supposed to handle this show? How can I cope?
Crack stupid jokes.
Oh dear. Oh, don't chuckle at that.
I'm sorry. It was very, very much like a 4-year-old tantrum, I'm just saying.
Was. I don't think he's a very good actor.
Now he's having a 4-year-old tantrum in the car.
Driving tantrum.
That is a bad plan.
Oh, man, I've had a drive tantrum before. Mm. I feel that.
I think I have to.
I'm going to drive to the lakefront. Well, nobody can stop me.
He's putting together a box.
Ruh-roh.
He's got his picture in there.
Oh, what you doing?
He's out at a crossroads.
Witchy woman. Where's she?
Why did he need a U.S. Wildlife Service ID?
Well, he
ID?
Need to have his picture.
Okay, got it. Thank you.
Yeah, his picture had to be in the box.
Yeah, summon that demon.
Which one's he gonna get?
Oh, I hope it's that pretty lady one.
She was nice, yeah.
Summon a demon, summon a demon.
Tick-tock, tick-tock.
She's just gonna be right there suddenly. We're gonna pan around and suddenly there she'll be.
And they'll go, whoom.
Yeah, come on.
Oh, she's not going to come if you call her a bitch.
Yeah.
There she is.
Here we go.
There she is.
Oh.
Ooh, nice eyes.
Weird hair.
Yeah.
She has mom hair.
She totally has mom hair.
She does, yeah.
Yeah, I once cut my hair too short, and that's what it looked like, and I was like, no. Ooh, mommy demon's got kind of bad skin, too.
That happens with when you're going through the change.
Stop.
It's true, all right? I know this.
The change to demonhood?
No.
I know what it's like to be a demon.
I thought you already made that deal.
I bet mommy demon's Canadian. Ooh, gutter soul.
Wow.
Yeah. I got a rating system.
9 years? Fine. I'll give you half price. Then the season's over. Series will end.
I'm sorry, I don't know if the mic is picking it up, but there's a fly in here.
Awesome.
No, it's not.
It's driving me nuts.
I've been chewed by mosquitoes this whole time, too, so there's mosquitoes in the house. They're chewing on me.
You mean they're poking you?
Oh. See, you already said it.
Yeah. Damn, mommy demon.
Okay, maybe I am the mommy demon.
What do you got to trade, Dean?
Whip it out, let me see it.
Word.
Can I play with the puppy? Ow.
Nice.
Don't do it, Dean. There's got to be a better way. Oh,
kiss that mommy demon. Look at those old lady paws holding him.
Yeah.
That's right. She's got some acne, and so does he.
It's got to be weird to, like, have your soul sent back into, like, a, you know, already decaying corpse.
He hasn't been dead for that long.
Well, bacteria get working pretty quick, you know.
But he's gonna work out pretty quick that some kind of deal got worked somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
And that it's not a good thing.
I don't think she did a very good job there either.
Ooh, I hope he came back wrong somehow.
Sam,
sometimes dead is better.
You should get mad at Dean right away because he did something and you know it.
It's like Pet Cemetery.
You know it.
Hey, Sam. You caught it.
What was that expert Maine accent you had?
Oh, thank you.
Uh-huh. And?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. No. Get mad, Sam. Something happened. You can't go back to Bobby now, Dean. Bobby's going to kill you for whatever deal you made.
Uh-huh. Kitty.
Uh-huh. Piece it together, Sam.
You know already? What happened, Sam.
I want some boneless wings.
I'm hungry for wings, too. That sounds great. Let's get some.
Okay.
Man, but boneless wings? No, thanks. Bone right in now. Only.
I like
no,
a
boneless. I can't do... I don't...
No bones.
Too greasy, and it's hard to work around. And...
Ah, y'all so wrong. I want like the bone it. In I like all bone. Of it.
I will slap fight you over this.
I'm tempted to just say that I like bone in, but I think I'll get slapped again.
Bone
yeah,
in.
Yeah, but you like
oh.
it for different reasons.
Oh, stop.
Oh boy.
All right.
Yeah. Iris found a bunch of bones in the backyard.
There's the update. He told Sam That's that everybody's dead at the hunter hideout.
Good.
Nope, can't go to Bobby.
We can't ever talk to Bobby again.
Well, I would have gone to Demon Mommy and had her bring you back to life, obviously.
You guys show up at Bobby's and he's going to knock your head off, Dean.
Pet cemetery. That's all I can think of in my head.
Uh-huh. All right.
I mean, y'all know for sure. I mean, everybody's made the deal with a demon before. No big.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Mm-hmm, Bobby, uh-huh. You know what happened.
Yeah, you know what's going on.
Demon better.
Yeah, you know a lot, Bobby.
Well, it is Wyoming. It's because there's nothing there.
It's Laramie.
It's Wyoming.
Yeah, Cheyenne's down there, right?
We didn't go off the road, did we, that time?
No.
Anytime somebody mentions Wyoming in any like show or movie, I always think of there's a joke in Cannibal the Musical.
Of course.
Where he says like and I ended up in Wyoming. Well, that doesn't sound so bad. Have you ever been to Wyoming?
Yeah, I know.
And they cut to him like just standing out in the field, and he's like, "Hello."
Yeah.
I don't know what Texas is like, but yeah, Wyoming is very desolate.
Yeah, there you go.
Oh, Texas is full of cattle.
Yep.
Okay.
It takes forever to drive through.
Yes, it takes an entire day.
Jesus Christ! Yeah, I've driven to California like 20 times, and it's.
Mm-hmm.
So you gotta tell them the truth.
Damn it, Dane. Sorry. I don't know why I find Bobby so entertaining.
Well, at least you remember him
now.
Yeah,
you could.
I won't by next episode. Don't worry.
Actually, yes. Yes,
yeah,
he is.
Yeah, apparently is.
Yep.
I think the answer is yeah. Of course he can't.
Dumbass kid.
Hmm?
Dumbass demon in my junkyard.
Hey.
Oh, hey, girl. Guess you're not dead.
She's kind of like a mommy demon.
Oh, she's boring. Where's Meg Jo?
Mm-hmm. Yes, yes, yes it is.
Oh, a belt of holy water. Yes, it is necessary.
The inside of Bobby's house looks just like that other house they were just in.
Well, you know.
It's probably the
end of the same season budget.
Probably the same set. They've just redressed it.
End of the season budget.
Her accent's pretty intense too.
Yeah, she's had a pretty good accent all along, though.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I guess I just feel like these people should just be like in Oklahoma or something.
Yeah, but Eric Kripke, he wanted it to be, you know, middle America, rural America, you know, so.
Yeah.
So,
yeah,
you know,
they just sound like they're from the South.
You know, Kansas, you know. Iowa.
These people from, like, Missouri and stuff all sound pretty intense like that.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. I grew up in Louisiana and I sound like this, so what can I say?
Yeah. I lived in Springfield, Missouri for a couple of years.
Did you?
Yeah.
The demons are at Little America in Cheyenne, right?
Hey, I'll we've been there. I believe there are demons at Little America near Cheyenne, yes.
I'll be deep
so
in the
Bobby's
cold ground before I recognize Missouri.
Oh, Frontier Churches. All right.
What about Bobby's house?
It's, I mean, he's got really nice, like, wallpaper and
mm-hmm.
It's just weirdly, like, peeling everywhere. It just, it looks so fake. Like, nobody lives here. You know what I mean? Like, this is not a real place.
Okay, that's weird. Neat.
Oh my god, like a star.
It's a devil's trap. It's a gigantic devil's trap. The railroad lines are a giant devil's trap.
Pretty sweet.
Bullets.
More than one gun? Ah.
Oh.
No, but
I guess
what about...
you're not then, huh, Sam?
Yep. Jake.
Wait, who's Jake?
Jake's a soldier.
Okay, thanks.
Jake the Snake.
There's always somebody. She's like, wait. It's like, now nah, I've been able to retain who Bobby is, but someone else had to leave my brain.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I know who Dean and Sam are. I only have room for
a certain number of characters to...
I've been working.
Hey, I was within a few seconds of calling him that guy. And then I remember Jake.
All the live long day.
Thanks. Who's that guy?
Handsome.
Who's that guy?
He is handsome.
What'd he say when I said who's that guy?
Oh, hey, Yellow Eyes.
That away.
Demonic ankle bracelet. I'm under Hell House arrest.
Yeah, why isn't that the next move?
I wish every day was ice cream sundae for me.
Yeah.
Oh, come on. If the world ends, every day is not going to be ice cream sundae, I don't think.
Royalty.
Now, why does that sound tempting?
You need cataract surgery.
Just kill him. Come on.
And he shoots him, and the episode's over. End of series.
Ding dong, the witch is dead.
Ain't no witch, the wicked witch.
It's a cowboy cemetery.
There isn't a cemetery that looks like that in Wyoming.
No, it would be a lot barer.
It's a cool looking set.
Looks about as real as those sets in the Hollywood episode.
Yeah.
Is that stuck in your head now?
It is.
Yeah. You're welcome.
Wow. That's awesome. There's four of them.
Wow, that's a lot of guns.
That's a lot of dudes on one dude, but he's really strong, don't forget.
Yeah, don't forget he's got superpowers. Yeah.
Don't worry about that. Nothing.
Dean?
Well, I'm...
He's evil and crazy. Shoot him.
Oh no.
Bye, Ellen.
He didn't tell you about that power.
He might have gotten most of the other powers. Oh yeah. Yeah, shoot him. Still shoot him. Hey. Yeah, okay. I was going to say, he's just it.
I know. I was like, should she do it too? Simon Says style.
Yeah.
Okay. Putting the guns down.
Yep. Ooh, it's crypt's a key. Open.
Too late.
Death by
good
bitch
job,
face.
Good job, bitch face.
Yeah, that's like some massive bitch face and really bad hair.
It's some crazy makeup. What the hell are they doing there?
He does. Maybe he's supposed to look like that because he just died,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah, finish him off now.
Sad to say, they got to get some friendly people that have darker skin on this show soon.
Yeah, I mean, this show has a race problem and a gender problem.
Yeah.
It does, you're right.
Because, of course, who does he influence to put the gun to the head? The lady. Ugh.
It's still opening either way.
Why don't you just take the key out? Oh, too late now, dummies. You waited too long.
Doesn't hell mouth?
It's hell. Oh, it's hell. It's a hell mouth, huh?
I don't think those little stones are going to protect you.
Smoke monster.
Bunches of them.
There's a little train that is coming down the track. Sorry.
What?
I'm really old. You don't know that one, huh?
I don't think so, no.
It's Petticoat Junction.
A damn
Junction.
Door to hell.
Oh, yeah, I know. Okay. Yeah.
What the?
Yep.
Okay.
So wait, so now that demon wants to get back into that gate? Is that what he wanted to get into there?
What's the point of that?
What? Maybe.
Aww.
Oh, that's no fair.
Oh.
Ooh.
Oh.
Ooh, Dean.
Yeah, I don't think they're open that to get everything out of there. I think that demon wants back in there. Oh.
No.
So the army was really just to open a door?
Well, I just needed one friend to go in.
He could have just paid some random person to go stick that gun in the crypt.
I know.
And nobody would have ever known anything about it.
I know. You pay a 9-year-old to do that.
I keep saying that.
It was.
Hmm.
What?
Hey!
Daddy!
Howdy, friendly.
Daddy got out of hell for the day.
Well, yeah, the gate opened and let all those demons out.
Shoot him quick. There you go. Yeah, I think it worked.
now what?
You got a dead janitor on the ground.
A whole bunch of shit escaped. Oh, a whole bunch of stuff escaped. Sorry.
Yeah, we'll leave it.
No big.
Wait, so John's back? Like, for reals?
Like, he got out?
Or does he have to disappear again shortly here, I assume?
I think he's probably gonna be
dead. He's gonna fade away here in a moment.
Yeah.
Maybe you can't even speak.
Are you guys noticing something about the way this is shot?
It looks super fake. Like the background.
It's because it is. He's not in the same scene with them.
Oh, okay.
Clearly they got the actor, like, you know, at a different date and time and put him against a green screen. That's also probably why they don't have him saying anything, because they didn't know what the scene was going to entail. And...
beam me up, Scotty! Crying bitch face. Really?
Well, now we got some epilogue still, I think, right?
Mm-hmm.
Got a smoking janitor. That Colt's done. It opened a gate to hell and shot the last shot, and...
So the dad, like, went to heaven or something?
I don't know,
maybe. Is it a permanent deal?
Well, I can't tell you that.
There's plenty out there that also crawl out of hell, so you got some jobs to do.
Cleanup time, boys.
Dean's still got a ticking clock though, right? He didn't make a deal with this yellow eye guy at all.
You made a really crappy deal.
So that means Mommy Demon might have to come back.
Well, yeah.
So we still don't know, of course, how the mom knew Yellow Eye Demon.
Yeah, I mean, was he possessing someone she knew and that's why she knew him? Or did she know him, the demon, know the demon?
I feel like she knew him as the demon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, consequences. You gonna fess up, Dean, or no fess up? Mm-hmm. Nope.
Yes, duh, God.
Oh. Don't sell your soul and then lie about it. Sam, you know the truth.
We all know the truth. Come on.
You can't handle the truth.
I was waiting for somebody to do it.
I mean, anytime somebody dies on this show, somebody's got to make that deal with the demon.
Okay, fess up for real, Dean. Say it. Oh, he did.
But don't worry, the show's on for another 12, so no big.
We'll work it out. We got some time. We're really smart. We got some juju.
I love you, man.
Obviously.
Dean can't try to get out of it, or Sam drops dead right on the spot, right?
Mm-hmm.
Is the deal, supposedly.
Yeah.
So my guess is your boy is going to have to die, and then he's going to have to make a deal with another demon.
Yep.
And then so on and so forth for the next
couple.
They're
just going to keep going back and forth here.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Wait, what?
Yep. Let's get to work. Yeah.
That's what he said in the first episode.
Bye.
Hey.
Well, that was fun.
Yeah.
Thus the end of season two.
Yeah, nice.
I think it was far more satisfying than the end of season one, personally, but we'll leave that all for our episode.
Next time.
So that's going to wrap things up for us this week, and next week we will be back with a discussion of this episode proper. With a guest, I believe.
I believe. I can't remember who. We'll tell you in a minute, in a while. We'll tell you yeah. when they show up.
Some lovely guest will be joining us.
Yes. So until next time, this is John.
And Paul.
And Darcy and Fox.
And Yvette.
I can't.
Happy hunting.
Happy hunting.
Say happy hunting, Fox.
Happy hunting.
Right on.
You have been listening to the IdgitCast from QuadrupleZ.com. Visit our Facebook group at facebook.com/IdgitCast. Email us at IdgitCastPodcast@gmail.com. Please use the episode title in the subject line. You can call our voicemail line, 206-309-9389. Please name the episode early in your message. The theme song for the IdgitCast was written and performed for the show by Borrowed Trouble, and the vocalist is Allie Jones. Find the band at borrowedtrouble.com. The closing music you are hearing right now is Too Good, written and performed by Jack Mangan and is used by permission. Find more music by Jack, as well as humor, fiction, discussion, and a variety of other goings-on at jackmangan.com, home of the Deadpan Podcast. Would you like to hear more from the hosts of the show? You can find John Pavlich on CastleCast, also from QuadrupleZ.com, and his own Sofa Dogs podcast at sofadogs.libsyn.com. Yvette can also be heard on Investigating Mars, also at QuadrupleZ.com. Get in touch with Darcy for apparel design needs at facebook.com. Search for Cyan Fey Designs, CYANFEY Designs. And you can also hear Darcy and I on the Ghostlight podcast, an intercast for the television series Slings and Arrows at quadruplez.com.